in whatever way supports you. Whether that's an active relaxation, a checking in and softening areas of the body, or whether it's an invitation and just being open to see whether the invitation allows a relaxation to happen. Being aware with relaxation at the start of a sitting, and perhaps at times throughout the sitting. Recognizing awareness, maybe the recognition simply that you're already aware, or the checking in. Am I aware? Is awareness here? And what is obvious? What's here? What's easy to be aware of? Exploring the willingness to receive, to allow what is arising, what is showing up in experience. And from time to time, aware of the relationship to experience, perhaps checking the attitude. How am I with this? What's the relationship? Or maybe more broadly, anything else going on? Are you aware? Aware of what? The continuity of this simple awareness supports the growth of wisdom, of understanding what's happening moment to moment. Supporting that continuity, that momentum of mindfulness, there may be different levels of effort that may be useful at different times, depending on the conditions. At times, a reminding, aware of what, actually using the questions to support the connection with mindfulness. At times, the connection with the of what may be the strongest support for remembering that we're aware. Or even at times, picking a particular object. Remembering what it's like to be aware, if it feels like, am I aware? What's really? Am I aware? Let yourself land with an object. Oh yes, that's aware. Sometimes we know the awareness because we're connected to an object. And so the questions. A gentle light touch of reminding ourselves to be aware and notice what awareness is aware of. A little bit lighter effort might be reducing the frequency of reminding yourself. Sometimes we might notice a little bit of resistance to reminding ourselves to be aware. For myself, I often find that actually that's perhaps an indication I'm being a little vigorous with the reminding. Back off a little bit. Remind yourself a little less. See if the awareness continues. As we back off the reminding, aware of what, we may land more in the place where we recognize that we're aware. Just knowing that we're already aware. And in that experience, sometimes we don't have to ask of what, because the what is already obvious. So we just recognize, already aware. Already aware. If it feels like the awareness starts getting a little drifty there, the wobbly scooter, the reconnection to the question, aware? Or maybe already aware, can refresh the awareness. another support for the momentum, the continuity, is curiosity, interest. Sometimes we might have a kind of a sense of interest already being here, the mind naturally curious. We may find that questions arise in our minds, that we're not trying to think the questions, but they just happen. Sometimes those questions can spur the curiosity. When there's an interest and a curiosity, there's a natural engagement aware and interested. The mind more naturally connects with experience moment to moment. We can also use questions that might support interest. I'd say my favorites are, what's this? What else is happening? Anything being missed? So general questions of curiosity, allowing the mind to receive the fullness of experience. What's here? What's happening? What else is happening? Interest in the unfamiliar. Willingness to hang with the unfamiliar. And willingness to be curious about the very familiar. Things we've seen a thousand times. What's this? It's actually happening new. Never before like this. What's this? Checking the attitude can also support continuity because sometimes it's the attitude that propels us, an unseen attitude that propels us out of the present moment. Opening to honest with the relationship. What is actually happening right now? What is the truth of this moment? There may be views, opinions about the moment. What's actually happening in that moment is views and opinions are arising. Body sensations are happening, hearing is happening. Some of you, maybe sight is part of the equation. And there's emotions happening, thoughts, beliefs happening. From the Buddha, and the seen is only the seen. And the heard is only the heard. It's just sight, contacting the eye and being known, sound contacting the ear and being known. Sensations touching the body and being known. Emotions known in the mind. Thoughts known in the mind. And the cognized is only the cognized. Our meditation isn't about stopping the cognized, but knowing that it is a happening, the truth of the moment. And the seen is only the seen, and the heard only the heard, and the sensed only the sensed, and the cognized only the cognized. The happenings of our human experience. What is happening?